Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is...
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This...
Let's get it on.
...is the Mark Cox Morning Show. Shortlist.
I'm not saying that Senator Manchin intentionally wants to hurt people.
If you're using this as a religious argument, the Bible is about choice.
He's in cycle. I hate to say this, but I like it.
And we did a lot of it, but nobody knew the deep state was that deep.
Boy, President Trump was on fire this weekend at CPAC, wasn't he? Happy Monday. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. And we want to welcome in Robin Walensky, who's joining us here and handling news for us this morning and helping us out. Robin, how are you?
I'm good. The Trump thing didn't get a lot of play, only in certain places. You know what I mean?
Well, this is true. I mean, honestly, I'm certain it didn't get carried on most any of the networks. I don't know if Fox carried it or not. Do you know the answer to that? No.
The answer is a big N-O. Nope. It was shocking. Even my husband, he's like, where's Trump at CPAC? I'm like, blocked out on Fox.
Wow. Wow. It was a great speech. And you know, there was another guy who gave a speech. I'm going to get to this a little later. Talk about a bench for the Republicans in the future. Not only do we have Winsome Sears down in Virginia, but we've got a guy named Mark Robinson who spoke at CPAC last night. And I couldn't turn it off. I mean, this speech just blew me away. And if you've not heard the name, you're going to hear a lot more about Mark Robinson, the lieutenant governor there in North Carolina, in the future. That guy's amazing.
We have a really deep bench on the right, you know, and of course, DeSantis, who they say, is Trump without the crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
People were texting me that, you know, they're like, Robin, what do you think of DeSantis? And they send me these like little, you know, memes and stuff from Facebook and Twitter. And they're actually calling him Trump without the crazy. I find that amusing.
Mark. Yeah. Well, DeSantis did not speak at CPAC, did he?
Not that I saw.
No.
I didn't see him on the rundown because, you know, you can't steal the Trump thunder, right?
That's true. Maybe that had something to do with it. You kind of got to wonder about that. But, Robin, just as a way of introduction, I mean, I know we had you on as a guest once before, and we appreciate you helping us out this morning. Tell people a little bit about your career because, like me, it includes a little bit of television and radio and everything combined.
Yeah, it's been a couple decades long. It makes me feel old when I think about it, Mark. But I was in two terrorist attacks. We can start there, the 93 World Trade Center bombing and 9/11, sadly, and covered all the aftermath. And then I went on the Nancy Grace crime train and did some stories like, you know, Casey Anthony in Florida wrote a book on that, gave all the money away to the police investigators in Orlando. You know, as they say, guilty, not guilty. You know, she's on the OJ highway, if you will.
Yes.
You know, the guilty, but the jury found her not guilty. And then I've, you know, covered stories all over the country. I've been to your great city, and you know, it's been a very interesting career, you know, covering politicians over the years. Hillary Clinton was my senator in New York, and I could go on.
Yeah, no kidding. Right? Yeah. Well, I tell you what, great to have you along this morning for the ride. We appreciate you being here. We have in a few minutes, we're going to have to spend some time talking about the Economic Reduction Act that was rubber stamped by the Senate yesterday. Kamala Harris casting the deciding vote on that. It's now going to go over back to the House, where Nancy Pelosi's promising action by the end of the week. This is just unbelievable in the middle of a recession.
I'll tell you that just like you can't vaccinate your way out of the coronavirus, you can't spend your way out of a recession, Mark.
Yeah, well, it's very true. Here we are throwing more money at the problem and raising taxes in the middle of a recession. It's unbelievable. We'll get to the details on that. We got a good show for you. Hans Avant-Spakovsky, as usual, from Heritage, will be up on at about 6:10 in the next hour. Also, there's a very important healthcare conference that's open to the public. If you have questions about these vaccinations, you have questions about your specifically what vaccines mean for and to your children, we're going to have a pediatrician on a little bit later in the 7 o'clock hour, about 7:35. She's going to be presenting at this Medical Freedom Conference in St. Louis at the end of this month. On Saturday, it's open to the public. You can go and get your questions answered about a lot of these vaccines and these issues regarding your children. And we're going to get to her at about 7:35, plus Jesse Jane Duff. We got Tom Ackerman talking about the sweep of the New York Yankees this weekend. That's coming up at about 8:35. So a full show, and Robin and I will be right back after we get to our national anthem.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
Yeah, they're your Democrats. That's your Democrat Party, all 51 of them, applauding a tax increase on the middle class in the middle of a recession. You couldn't make this stuff up. They actually called this the Inflation Reduction Plan. And everybody who looked at it, including the Wharton School of Business, said there would be absolutely zero inflation reduction in this plan. And Robin, you know, I look at this and I'm thinking to myself, they truly believe that this is something they're going to be able to run on come November. They think this is going to help them with the American public. It's baffling to me.
These people are insane. I was waiting for her, Mark, to do her laugh.
Yeah.
After she read her little line there that was written for her.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is, the whole thing is laughable. And you're right. Wharton and who's the guy from Harvard? The liberal guy from Harvard, even he says it's not going to work.
Yeah, I don't know.
Economist Larry Summers.
Summers. You know what I mean. Summers, yeah. I thought maybe Reich was who you were talking about. But yeah, here's the deal. $369 billion for energy and climate initiatives. They're going to give people some sort of a $7,500 credit if you buy an electric vehicle. But there are limits on income to be just to get it to be eligible. Uh-huh. And there are limits on how much the car costs. So as I read this, there are at least four or five Tesla models that won't even qualify for this because the sticker price on them is too high.
So what do you get, like the clunker Tesla, like the low end one, like remember the Yugo?
You get
like the Yugo version.
You get the Chevy Volt version or whichever one's been catching on fire. Plus they throw in a fire extinguisher just in case, right? I mean, it's
where do you plug it in?
I don't know. You plug it into a coal burning power plant, which is going to charge it up. Yesterday, I was driving home from my daughter's house, and I see this little car to my left, and so, I don't know what it was. I guess when it came up from behind me, I saw my rearview mirror. I noticed this funny looking square in the front of the car, and I'm guessing that's the charging port, because when it got next to me, it said zero emission on it, on the car. I don't even know what kind. It might have been a Mazda. I don't even know what kind of car it was. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I guess you're zero emission from point A to point B till you get to the charging station. And then you've got there's no other option but to plug it into. Here in St. Louis, 80% of our electricity comes from a couple of coal-burning power plants out here on the river.
And then what about, you know, the other thing that no one is talking about, the battery that goes in that thing. Yeah. You have to mine the minerals in like some third world country. And there's like, you know, all these people like looking for these minerals and that can't be good, right?
No, well, no.
What's actually in it? And then what do you do with the old battery? Does it go into, where do you put that when you're done with it?
You spend, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 more on the car to replace that battery when indeed it dies. So people that are hoping, well, I'm going to wait a couple of years and buy one used when the prices are better. Well, guess what? You better ask that question. If you're buying a pre-owned EV, how much life is left on the battery? Which is not a question you generally have to ask on a used vehicle with a gas burning engine in it. You know how many miles are on it. That gives you a better idea.
But
so,
here's the thing, right? It's like, I'm not an engineer. You're not an engineer. Don't these things, these batteries, have a shelf life like a toaster oven, and it only lasts a certain amount of time, and then you have to throw it out and go to Bed Bath & Beyond to get a new one, or Walmart?
Yeah, basically, right? that's how it works. I guess you're going to be expected to know that. I thought Senator Kennedy down in Louisiana, he's always got the best lines on this stuff. Go to Cut 12, Carl, please.
Look, I'm not saying that Senator Manchin intentionally wants to hurt people. I'm not saying that he intentionally wants to have even more people living in a tent behind Whataburger. But that's going to be the result of this bill.
It's true.
How much do you love him?
Oh, my gosh.
He could do stand-up comedy. He should be like, you know, on one of these evening shows, you know, like the old Jay Leno. He's hilarious.
He delivers it with such dry wit, but I can almost imagine him standing in front of a mirror practicing some of these lines sometimes, because he delivers them just perfectly every time I see him on. I think we got another one from him. Let's go to Cut 11, Carl, please.
It takes a special kind of stupid, in my judgment, to raise taxes during both a recession and inflation. That's called stagflation, which is what we have right now as a result of President Biden's policies.
Yeah, this is my other favorite one, Robin.
Who's drunk and who's just stupid?
Which might fit for what happened in the United States Senate yesterday.
Well, you know, listen, he knows about drunk and stupid because he's been to Bourbon Street in New Orleans. So
that's a good point.
He's got the meter for drunk and stupid. But, Mark, I'm telling you, this is all on purpose. It's all intentional. They promised Manchin, what, a pipeline for West Virginia. He got his little goodie bag, and so he went along with this thing.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great point. And I think I saw one of the guys from Fox say one time, listen, for all of you who are flirting with Joe Manchin and you think that you've had a one-time hookup with him, just remember, he's going home with the one that brought him, which is the Democratic Party. It's taken him a while to get back around to it, but that's it was predictable, I think, how this was going to go down. They have to have something to hang their hat on heading into the fall. This is it.
But don't you think Republicans, Mark, should take a page out of the Dems' book? And you ever hear the word unity? These people are unified. No matter how bad a bill is, they're unified.
Yeah, you can't. There's no way around it. Coming up, I mentioned this earlier. There's a lieutenant governor, Robin, from North Carolina. His name is Mark Robinson. He gave a speech last night at CPAC that is absolutely going to go down. Once you've watched it, I'm going to encourage people to go watch the whole 12-minute speech. It doesn't take long. He is an up-and-coming rock star in the Republican Party. I'm going to let you hear a little bit of it when we come back. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
What did I see?
To bring down energy prices, we have to abolish the Green New Deal. A fake. It's a fake.
Well, it may be a fake, but pretty soon Joe Biden's going to sign it into law. That's the problem. Now, I'm sure we can reverse some of the damage, but this thing's just unbelievable. Just so you know, I don't know if you saw this specific note or not there, Robin Walensky, but
yeah.
this bill,
yeah,
the Economic Reduction Act, as I'm calling it, will make the IRS larger than the FBI, the Border Patrol, and the State Department combined.
That scares me.
Should scare everybody.
They're coming after you and your money, Mark.
Well, what would be the purpose of adding 86,000 IRS agents if it wasn't to investigate and turn over every rock everywhere to make sure they've snatched up every dime of money they think is owed to them? That's frightening.
Ka-ching, ka-ching. Can I tell you a personal story on
Please.
That in 30 seconds? Back in the day, one of the places I worked was for conservative for Glenn Beck in the day. Okay. And like an idiot, I told the truth of where I worked, and I actually got jammed up in that whole Lois Lerner thing.
Wow. Well, yep. You don't need to look any further than that name. Just mentioning the name Lois Lerner, where nothing ever happened to her, and she was able to retire with her full pension after she specifically targeted people whose political opinions she disagreed with.
If you worked for a conservative entity like The Blaze, Fox News, and the list goes on, a lot of people won't admit it, but they were audited.
We had a local news anchor here. In fact, he worked at the TV station where I used to work, Larry Connors. And Larry went to D.C. and actually did an interview with Barack Obama and asked him some hard questions. Hard enough questions that it made the networks. Everybody had to play that local interview that Larry did with him. And 6 months later, he and his wife were under IRS audit investigation, and he suggested in a blog, gee, I wonder if that's connected. The whole Lois Lerner thing was already going on at the time. He got fired over it. He got fired for suggesting in a blog that might have had something to do with it. So, yeah,
Where is she right now? Cape Cod vacationing?
Probably a Martha's Vineyard somewhere.
Martha's Vineyard having an ice cream cone or something?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Well, we're going to get 80,000 more Lois Lerners thanks to what the 51 Democrats in the Senate did this weekend. There's no doubt about it. You know, I played off the top was Donald Trump at CPAC this weekend. He gave a great speech up there. The CPAC poll came out, by the way. Oh, I don't know. It was rather lopsided in favor of Donald Trump. I think it was 68% of the people that voted at CPAC in the straw poll. 69%.
Yeah, 69% for Trump. DeSantis at 24, who wasn't there, by the way. And then Ted Cruz with a measly 2%, Mark.
Oh, Cruz came in third this time, huh? Interesting.
Yeah, 2%, though. Yeah, that's like five people voted for him.
that's right. Yeah, I know. So I thought he did a great job. But I have to tell you, I've never heard of this man. This man is named Mark Robinson. He is the North Carolina Lieutenant Governor. He's a black man. And I would swear after listening to him that he is also a preacher, but I haven't looked at his actual resume. He did an amazing job. He walked out and they didn't have his script in the teleprompter. So he basically decided to wing it for 12 minutes. He said, they told me I only have 12 minutes, but there are no words on the prompter, so I guess I'll just be here all night. And then he launched into how proud he was to have made it to where he is in life, given the fact that he's told by the other party, the Democrats, that he didn't have a chance from the start. Listen to this.
I sat on the 27th floor of this hotel last night and looked out over the skyline of Dallas, Texas. I am a poor kid from Greensboro, North Carolina, an alcoholic father who died when I was 12 years old. My mother made me the man that I am. Every strike that the left says I had against me. Poor, black, a widowed mom living on the wrong side of the tracks. But that poor black kid from the wrong side of the tracks was sitting on the 27th floor of this hotel overlooking the Dallas skyline as the first black lieutenant governor of North Carolina. America is still the greatest nation on earth. And I don't care what these communists say. I don't care what these socialists say. I don't care what these blue-haired freaks say with a tackle box in their face at the college campus. This is the greatest nation on earth, and it's all because of God. He's the one that made it possible. So we give him thanks first and foremost.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Wow. This guy blew this crowd away. They were all on their feet waiting to hear what he was going to say next.
And I'm sorry, Mark.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, clearly he's a student of history because I got another bite I'll play here in a second, but go ahead, please.
Yeah, I mean, he's in his 50s, right? And he really revved up the crowd. And that's the thing. We're lacking some energy. And now with Trump off the stage for what? It's been almost, 2 years coming up in January?
Yeah.
I mean, where is that energy? The only other place you see it is in the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. So this guy, I agree with you, Mark. This guy's an up-and-comer.
I hope people are paying attention. So he sounded like a history professor. He stood up and he spoke to the crowd about Little Round Top at Gettysburg and the fight that was put on there and how critical that was from a strategic standpoint to the Union to win that battle. Because had the Southern troops, the rebels, been able to take that hill, they would have had the high ground and they might have won Gettysburg. It might have turned the Civil War. Nobody knows. But he talked about how important that was and that picket charge that took place that turned the tide of that war. And then he used that analogy to make this point. It's about a minute 20, but I want you to listen to what he said here.
Because we're standing on this hill now, and what do we see? We look down that hill, and who do we see charging up? We see a whole horde being led by Jim Crow Joe, Nasty Nancy, and Chump Schumer. They're coming up the hill followed by a whole raft of socialist nitwits who believe that a baby in the womb is a clump of cells and do not honor life in the womb. They believe that you should not have a firearm to protect yourself, but that you should pay for them to have firearms to protect them. They don't believe that your children should be educated. They believe that they should be indoctrinated. They're dragging up that hill all types of things. CRT, transgenderism, this idea of birthing people. Who in the world came up with that garbage? They're dragging up this socialist idea that criminals should not be punished, that they should be allowed to run rampant, that our borders should be wide open, that our police should be demonized, that our veterans should be dishonored. And they're also pushing this agenda to tell you that unless you go get a shot, you cannot keep your job or open your business or go to church. You see those folks that are coming up that hill. There's a word for them. They're called socialists. They're called communists. I just prefer to call them idiots.
That's great.
I watched the whole, I was glued to it. I watched the whole 12 minutes. I mean, you couldn't stop watching. I mean, he brings an energy and a passion to this. And to the best of my knowledge, he didn't have a teleprompter. That wasn't a speech that, maybe it's a speech he's given 1,000 times, but it wasn't a speech he had in a teleprompter. He did a fantastic job.
Off the cuff. And you know what? He's angry and he's not going to take it anymore. That's what I like about it.
Absolutely.
You know, and when you look at, you know, the African-Americans, men in, you know, in politics, who comes to mind? Well, you have Tim Scott from South Carolina in the Senate. You've got someone I love is Byron Donalds, the congressman from Florida. But these guys, to their credit, they're very polite and they're not loud and they're not, you know, like this guy was in church.
Oh, you know, and
he was preaching it. So you don't get that from them.
You don't get that from Tim Scott. That's for sure. That was awesome. Mark Robinson, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor. Just remember that guy's name. We're going to hear more. All right. Well, Robin and I, we'll get to a quick break here. Next hour, I've got Hans von Spakovsky coming up. Can't wait to get Hans on here. Legal fellow from the Heritage Foundation to spell out some of the disastrous things that were included in this bill that was passed yesterday by the Democrat-controlled United States Senate. We're back in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You can whiz on my leg, but don't tell me it's raining.
Yeah, thank you, Governor DeSantis. We appreciate that. Hey, you know, Robin Walensky joining us this morning, helping out with news and commentary. And Robin, you should be very thankful that you are in the greater Atlanta area. Can I tell you that?
Why is that?
Well, because I've lowered the shades here in the studio because we just discovered after watching the local newscasts here that there was a shooting about one block from our radio station. This morning, right here on Washington Avenue at 13th, and we are basically at Olive and 12th. So it's literally directly down the street over my left shoulder. And Carl and I were a little worried about that because
we said, hey, what's right here?
When you come into work at, you know, at 4 a.m, that's when all the police lights are down there. And here we go again. Yeah, nothing to see here, though. And you do understand that in St. Louis, we have determined the powers that be here Mayor Tishara Jones and her progressive left administration, that the answer to the crime problem is to ban scooters.
Oh, really? That's gonna help.
Spread the word, please. If you're down there in the Atlanta area, let them know if they have those crazy scooters.
We have them.
Because apparently it's like a magnet. They attract criminals who like to ride on them in circles using their credit card before they commit crimes.
I have a vision of that.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, they do donuts. They go round and around. We have that here.
Originally, they were worried. They had a curfew on them because people were riding them drunk late at night and getting in auto accidents, right? And so they did. They already had a limitation on when you could use them. And then for some reason, they decided that must be the reason all of these delinquent teenagers are coming downtown and doing things right, like shooting people on Keener Plaza and a block away from the radio station. Unfortunately, since the ban, the shootings have continued, oddly.
Yeah. Maybe they should look at, who knows, trying to get people back into a classroom and maybe learn something and get off the scooter and put the gun down.
I mean,
that's the problem, Mark. It's like these kids, for 2 years of not having school. This is why the Chinese are taking us over, because, the education, we have kids that can't read or write, but yet you're out on a scooter shooting somebody.
Well, the question it comes back to is, what's going on at home? Well, why do parents not know where their 14 and 15 year olds are at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning? I mean, this is the crowd that's causing some of the problems and the smash and grabs and the break-ins. And you have people that live downtown St. Louis who live in condos who describe weekends as the wild, wild west in the summer.
But you know why? Because we have politicians who are enabling. And until you get, Rudy Giuliani from the early 90s in New York City, and you go after, what we call squeegee man, the guy who used to stand there for 50 cents to clean your car with dirty water.
Yeah.
Until you go after quality of life, it's going to get worse and worse.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's Robin Walensky filling in this morning, helping us out with traffic. And we're going to get back to a lot more on this. We got Hans von Spakovsky coming up in just a couple of minutes. He's talking about election reform, and he's good at it. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.